Minchayodim, Kalamed Ches, Simon Aleph. So these are the lochos of Kach Gavra. Kashem Shahmayim, Srichim Shivoyo Mitoch Kli, Kach Srichim Shivoyo Mitoch Gavra. So the same way Chazal instituted that the Tzil Sadaim requires a Kli, the Olus instituted that the Tzil Sadaim requires Kach Gavra. Hano Shivoyo Al Yadei Shvichas Adam. The water has to come to the person's hands, through the pouring of a person, Kach Adam. You have a large container of water and it has a spigot in the bottom and the spigot popped out. So you have this nice flow of water coming out. But it doesn't work. It's not being placed, put on the water is not coming from a kach of a noisin, of an individual pouring it. However, if a person took the barza out, you could use that water which is flowing out for the tzil sadaim. You have to take the barza in and out, close up the hole, pull it out, new flow of water comes out, close the hole, etc. Shreilo also shum ma'isa beguf ha'chavis. He didn't pour the water. The water is flowing on its own through gravity. And there's something preventing it from flowing. And he's removing that which is preventing it. So that's not considered his action, his maisa, except for the first flow which comes out. The language he's using over here is contrasting what he says in Simon Beis. Let's see Simon Beis as well. You have an open container and you turn it sideways. And now the water is flowing out. So over there, it's not just the first flow of water which comes out, but all of the water which flows out is considered his maisa. He's poured the water out by turning it sideways and making all the water flow. He did an action in the whole Gufa Chavis to put in a situation that everything's going to come out. So that's considered, the whole thing is considered his maisa. Mutalito mimena calls mancha mekalacha. So then he could wash his hands as the water is flowing. Sherei osa maisa begufachobis shayidei hati osoi mekalecha maim. So the Chayonim says that this is considered Chayonim. The whole thing is considered Chayonim. Now the Mishabura does bring an opinion that it's not considered Kayach Gavra, given in this situation, except for just the first flow. But the Chayyadim is going with his opinion, and that's why the Chayyadim is using language in the first Simon to say, well, he didn't do anything in the Gufa Chavis, he didn't change the Chavis, he didn't turn the Chavis. The Chavis is sitting there, and he opened up the blockage. So that requires that there's a constant interaction between the person and the Kli. But if he turns the whole Kli, and because of that, all the water flows out, that's considered a maisa and not a grama. And we said the parallel to this concept is the halachas, which the Moran Sanhedrin talks about, actually in the context of Ritzicha, that the Moran says if the kayach rishon of the water is what does the Ritzicha, he pulls away the blockage, opens up the dam, and the water flows out. The first flow of water is considered his maisa. What comes subsequently is not considered his maisa. So the application over here is similar. Now, Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni and that Gemara are not so clear what defines Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni. Over also, what exactly when the first Shvicha ends. So sometimes it's clear there's a big rush of water, like by a dam, there's pressure built up, that first rush of water, so that would be more clear. Over here, the barrel opens up and water flows out. Not very clear how much it is, so it's not a preferred approach to use. If a person can use an actual kli, because it's not clear exactly what's considered karach rishon, but in the case of shasat chak, a person can try and estimate what is considered karach rishon and rely on that. Have a good day.